You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with a new episode released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson. Thanks as always for hitting play. Now, today is January the 21st, and on this day in 1966, George Harrison married Patti Boyd with Paul McCartney as best man. The couple had met on the set of the movie A Hard Day's Night. Eric Clapton would, of course, later fall in love with Patti, inspiring his hit song Layla. On this day in 1979, Lynyrd Skynyrd reunited at the Volunteer Jam in Nashville, Tennessee. This is the first time the band had played together since the plane crash a couple of years earlier, which had sadly killed three of their members. They played an instrumental version of Freebird alongside the Charlie Daniels Band. On this day in 1965, the Animals were forced to cancel a show in New York after US immigration officials forced the group to leave the country. And if you want to hear more stories from the Animals and what they got up to in the US and that kind of thing, then check out episode 63 of Vintage Rock Pod, where I interview the Animals member, John Steele. Back to today, and born on this day in 1944 as a member of the band The Troggs, Chris Britton, the guitarist who with the band famously had the worldwide hit Wild Thing, turns 79 years old today. But for our main show, we're going to focus on a song that was number one in the US on this day in 1984. Yes, hitting number one on the US Billboard charts on the week of the 21st of January 1984 was, yes, with their monstrous song Owner of a Lonely Heart. It was the opening track and first single from their 11th studio album, 90125, and it became their biggest commercial hit too. Now with me to share their personal thoughts on this song are Yes superfans. First time we've had them on the show, so please welcome Stephen Schinder and his father Dan from the Yes Shift podcast.
You were 20 when this song came out. What was your first impression hearing it after being so familiar with classic Yes and then Drama up to that point?
Yeah, so familiar. It was clearly different. And the production was like so futuristic and modern. John's voice sounded amazing. We heard Trevor Rabin for the first time. There was a little bit of mix up where I was anyways, when it was going to come out and they said that Trevor Horn was playing guitar. I thought, I don't think so. But of course he was listed as the producer. And then there's this Trevor Rabin guy that comes out. Bass sounds were great. It was an interesting twist for a new era of Yes. And the trash can in the beginning, Alan's drums, that weird...
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shouted Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycom order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
But yeah, it was great. And the way the song trails out at the end, John's voice, it's just really great piece of music. Very commercial, but didn't feel out of place because it was a new era. How about you?
Yeah, so
I almost said, and how old were you?
Yeah, so I was born in 94 for context. And yeah, you got me really into Yes music. I remember when I was like, I don't know, 3 or 4 or something, I would watch 90.12 Live and Yes Ears and like dance
over and over and over and over.
Yeah, and dance to the live version of Owner of Only Heart wearing like a cape or something, pretending I'm playing guitar. And for a while, it was my favorite Yes song up until the early 2000s, probably when I started expanding my horizons and getting more into some of the proggier stuff. And it's kind of become one of my least favorite Yes songs, weirdly enough. But I still appreciate the impact that it had on me back then and how it helped Yes with their success, helping them be relevant in the 1980s.
And like Rick Wakeman says, from that point on until now, he says there probably wouldn't be a Yes after 90.12.5 if there wasn't a 90.12.5.
So definitely a very memorable song with a really weird music video, for better or worse. And yeah. Yeah, so cheers to this anniversary.
Absolutely.
And a huge thanks to Stephen and Dan Schinder from the Yes Shift podcast. Of course, you must listen and subscribe to their podcast right away on the podcast app that you're using right now, and check them out on social media, Facebook, YouTube, etc. as well. Please do search for Yes Shift podcast. But that is it for today's episode then. I will be back, of course, tomorrow with more on This Day Rock goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Frenino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.